making sure that we are comfortable, whether we're sitting or lying, just being certain that we're going to be okay for 30 minutes. Allowing our bodies to relax into position. Feeling into our posture. Becoming aware. Bringing awareness also to the breath. So we're aware of the in-breath and the out-breath. The pauses in between. Allowing our bodies and our minds to come to rest together. And whenever you're feeling ready, just seeing if you can generate that sense of compassion again. Maybe bringing to mind your compassionate being or compassionate entity. And spending a couple of minutes allowing yourself to really feel that sense of compassion. Allowing it to fill you. As we're breathing in, just feeling that sensation of breathing in with compassion. And as we're breathing out, feeling that sensation of breathing out with compassion. Allowing the body and the mind filled with compassion. So we're breathing it in and breathing it out. We are living with compassion. And as we're meditating here, resting as best we can, full of feelings of compassion, I'm going to invite you to begin to experience your negativity, your frustrations, resentments, your dislikes, things that make you angry, irritated, frustrated. All those negative things which are induced in you, either by the events that happen around you or by your own sense of self-criticism and unworthiness. And as we're allowing these things just to come to mind, we're allowing ourselves to open up to them as we breathe in. So we breathe in, the chest and the lungs open, and we allow ourselves to experience all of our negativity. Only, of course, we're experiencing it with our compassion. If you like, through the lens of our compassion, which says that this is just what it's like to be human. This is partly the suffering that's inevitable in being alive. And so we open up to it, drawing it into ourselves with every in-breath, allowing it to soften with our compassion, and then breathing it out again with more compassion. May feel it helps just to visualize ourselves breathing it right into our hearts. Maybe placing a hand over our hearts just to feel. feel a sense of support and of warmth. So all of our negativity, our difficulties in life, things we wished we hadn't done, are all breathed into our heart, where they can be softened as we view them with compassion. And then we can release them. Breathing them right into the heart. Releasing them with compassion. Of course, it can be very difficult to open up to our negativity, to admit to ourselves that there are lots of things that we feel that we wish were there. In opening up to them with compassion, we're understanding that these are the same for every other human being. There is nothing unique about us, nothing different. Every human being has the same thoughts, feelings, emotions, the same negativity. So we're opening up and breathing them right into the heart, acknowledging them for what they are, and then releasing them, letting them go. We don't need to keep these things locked up, pushing them out of our conscious mind. So much easier to open the doors and let them go. There's nothing to fear. We're simply releasing ourselves from our own prison. Just breathing in with that sense of self-compassion, feeling our compassionate being or entity radiating, giving that compassion to us. Allowing everything to be felt in the heart and then released. So much better to let all of this stuff go. So much easier to live without it. opening up and releasing. Guilt, all of our shame, all of our blame, all of that self-criticism, all the things that we don't want to experience, breathing them in and opening out of them. Allowing them to be experienced in the heart, where there is space for everything and nothing needs to be shut out. And releasing them, breathing them out. Letting them all go. Going deeply into our minds, opening up to the deepest and most suppressed thoughts and feelings that we have, breathing them into our hearts. And as we are breathing them away and releasing them, understanding that this is a process of deep healing, as we do for ourselves, so if we wish, we can also do right now for others. maybe just now, staying right in this room, being aware of the suffering of others, opening up to it with our compassion, and breathing it right in. Breathing it right into our hearts. Where it can be softened with the power of our compassion. And as we breathe it out, releasing it with compassion, it can generate healing for others. So we're breathing in the suffering of the other people in this room, together with our own, and we breathe out compassion and healing. Taking in suffering, sending out healing. Maybe noticing, of course, as we do this, that their suffering is also our suffering. What we do for ourselves, we also do for others. What we do for others, we also do for ourselves. Breathing in suffering, sending out healing. Always feeling that sense of compassion that is being given to us freely and readily, feeling it filling us, feeling it in our hearts, so we can share it with others. Breathing in suffering, sending out healing. opening and releasing. Breathing in, sending out. As we're coming towards the end of this practice, you may wish to take some very long, slow, deep breaths in, and then release the breath right out to the very last molecule. Breathing in very deeply, releasing it out to the very last. Feeling the body and the mind releasing completely as you breathe out. And coming to rest.